Okay. Welcome to the Public Speakers Association virtual summit called Change Your World So You Can Change the World. I'm here with the most amazing, fabulous lady you'll ever meet, Alicia White. Alicia, why don't you just take it on from here?
Tanya, thank you so much. I really do appreciate this opportunity. And just a shout out to Tanya for those who don't know. If you haven't joined the Public Speakers Association, you're missing out because this is an opportunity for you to share your message with the world. It's amazing what Tanya can do for us. Well, I want to know how many of you are being asked for your speaker sheet. I bet you people are walking up to you saying, do you have a speaker sheet? I want to book you for my next event, and you don't even know what a speaker sheet is. Or maybe you're wondering why people aren't booking you to speak after you show them your one sheet or your speaker sheet. Well, I'm going to give you the five top must-have elements that you want to have in your speaker sheet, because this is what people look for when booking speakers. They're looking for strategy, and you're going to walk away with the five elements that are going to help you get booked. Okay? So, what is a speaker sheet? So, there are a few terms out there. Some people call them a one sheet, a speaker one sheet. Some people call them a speaker bio. And in this today's talk, we'll call it a speaker sheet. And a speaker sheet can be used to give compelling reasons why an event planner or a meeting organizer should hire you. It's a sheet to introduce you to those people and the media. And it also promotes you as an expert in your field. It demonstrates the value you bring to an audience and your experience as a speaker. Now, I know I kind of listed those off kind of fast there, but the important thing to know about a speaker sheet, you're going to include information that's going to give decision makers the reasons why you should speak at their event. And if you don't have a speaker sheet, you may be missing out on some opportunities that can get you to a bigger stage, a higher platform, or a bigger audience. So I really want you to consider having one of those. I do want you to know that a speaker sheet is not a biography of your life. And I share that because it is so tempting to write down everything you've done in your career. And I've seen some people write down everything they've done in their entire life when it had absolutely nothing to do with their speaking topics or the value that they bring to an audience. So be cautious of that and do what a lot of the copywriters like to say, and that is write tight. That's W-R-I-T-E, tight, T-I-G-H-T. Keep that information concise and clear, and that way you're not sharing too much information that would turn a decision maker away. It is also not, a speaker sheet is not about how you serve your clients. Sure, you're going to meet clients when you speak. You're going to find prospects in the audience. But that's not what the speaker sheet is for. It is for getting you in front of those decision makers, and it's about how you can help and excite and motivate and inspire and teach their audience. Okay? So as you're developing your speaker sheet, the information you include needs to show the takeaways. It needs to show what value you bring to the audience that you best serve. The speaker sheet is not a sales pitch for your business. The event planner doesn't care what you're selling. Again, they just want to know what can you do for their audience. Okay, so be very cautious of putting a sales pitch in the speaker sheet. Yes, there should be a call to action such as book me, hire me, get to know me so I can speak in front of your audience, not I want you to buy my product because it's the best thing since sliced bread. Avoid that at all possibility. A speaker sheet is also not a list of every achievement. Some of us have a hard time coming up with a lot of things, rewards and nominations, you know, everybody's looking at those. And some of us have a plethora of them. We're popular, we've done this, we've done that. Keep those achievements that are centered around your topic and what the audience will refer to you as an expert, keep those achievements to a minimum. So even though you may have been a Girl Scout or you graduated from technical school that in pottery, you know, you have a degree in pottery, if that doesn't apply to your audience and doesn't apply to the message that you're sharing, you can leave those off. Well, now that I've shared a little bit about what a speaker sheet is and what it is not, we're coming to the first element that you want on your speaker sheet. And you're going to say, oh my gosh, Alicia, I already know this information. I already have that on my speaker sheet, but here's the important thing. It's the contact information. Okay, I know. That's a no-brainer, right? Well, let me tell you, here's the thing. Sure, you're going to put your name. Yes. You're going to put your phone number. Yes, you're going to put your email and your website. But let me go into detail about what these are. So when you put your contact information, you'll talk about your name. You'll list your name. A lot of speakers like to list under that their credentials. Maybe they have a PhD, maybe an MS, or something to that effect. And when you have that going on, you're letting people know your expertise. You can also, if you don't have those credentials, you can also list that you're a speaker. Maybe you're a best-selling author. Maybe you're a coach or a consultant. It's okay to list some of those titles next to your name. Again, this is to give the decision maker on who books speakers a little bit more information about your expertise. We then have the phone number. Now, I know that's, again, you're saying, Alicia, we already know all this. And the phone number, you want to list just one. Decision makers, the people who are looking at your speaker sheet, don't want to call one number, get a voicemail, call a second number, and get a voicemail. So list one phone number that goes directly to you. Again, this is simple science, y'all, but I share it because a lot of people make a mistake of putting two or three phone numbers. And the same with the email and the same with the website address. List the phone number where people can reach you or your assistant. List the email that you look at every day, not a pseudo email like the Gmail account. Some people have a Gmail account that they use as a secondary account. No, this is your email, and I suggest that it's branded to you as the speaker. So for me, it would be Alicia@backoftheroomproductions.com. That would be my email. Website address. You're going to list your website address that goes to your speaker information. So it could be a website address that's devoted specifically to you. Maybe it's yourname.com, yournamespeaker.com. If you have a business website and you do most of your speaking based on business, make sure you have a speaking page on that website. Make sure you have a link on that website and then list that as your website on your speaker sheet, okay? So it could be backoftheroomproductions.com/speaker or speaking. Then with the contact information, we're still on step number one, social media. Only put two links. This is important. Everybody wants to put their Facebook, their Twitter, their LinkedIn, their Google Plus, their Clout. They want you to find you everywhere. And that's awesome, except here's the thing. You're asking that decision maker to leave your speaker sheet and go to another website. Don't make them hunt down information that on you. Make it easy. So list two, no more than two, and make sure it's the social media venue that you use most to engage your audience, because they're going to be looking at that. They're going to go to your Twitter page, and they're going to say, okay, her audience is the same as my audience, or Facebook. Oh, I see where he answers people's questions. He gives tips and advice. He would be a good fit for my audience as well. Okay? So give them those social media sites where you engage your audience the most. Number two, your value statement, your unique value statement. I hope that each of you know that you bring value. I hope that you know that you can share your value to just about anyone, and someone will be inspired, motivated, or they'll learn. How cool is that? And the same is true on the speaker sheet. This is your second element, and even though it's number two, it should be the first thing you put on your speaker sheet. It should appear at the very top. Why? Because most people aren't going to know you, especially if you're new and beginning. Most people aren't going to know John Smith. But if you put your value statement at the top of that speaker sheet, the decision maker will go, okay, all right, this person brings value to my audience. If you help people monetize their message through video, if you're a videographer, and you help people get money when they make videos, then that should be your value statement, and that should be at the top of your speaker sheet. Then your name. The value statement is very important, and if you haven't figured that out, I recommend that you find a coach to help you focus on that. You want it to be no more than 8 words. Make it short, concise, so that it gets the attention of that event planner ASAP. And I just want to remind you that you are listening to the Public Speakers Association Telesummit, and I am Alicia White with speakersheets.com. Element number three, the third must-have for a speaker sheet, are the speech titles and the takeaways. Okay, that's, again, a no-brainer. But here's what I'm seeing a lot of people come to me with. They'll come to me with a speech title that really isn't catchy. It's kind of like, learn how to make money. Okay, well, that's kind of boring. So start punching up those speech titles. Put more adjectives. Put some dynamic words in there that really create the, hey, that's getting my attention. So work on those speech titles, and you will put that in for each speech that you put on your speaker sheet. So it could, if you're putting 3 speeches on there that you want to promote so that you can speak on stage, then put all 3. If you only have 1 signature speech, then list that one. If you have 6, then we may need to look at a 4-page speaker sheet for you instead of the traditional 1 or 2 sheet speaker sheet. So be prepared for giving me some more content. But once you decide what your speech title is, write a very short description on what it is that you're going to teach or share, and then 3 or 4 bullet points. Bullet points are important because, again, these event planners, these meeting planners are looking at these speaker sheets one after another and having to make a decision right away at first glance. So put 3 to 4 bullets of the takeaway. What will the audiences get after you speak? What will they walk home with? Number 4, testimonials. I know a lot of the new people are saying, oh my goodness, I've only spoken in front of a chamber. Maybe you've only spoken in front of a Rotary Club. Guess what? If there's people sitting in the chairs listening to you, then they're capable of giving you a testimonial. Worst case scenario, you ask your friends who are in your industry, your peers. You don't want to ask your next door neighbor who doesn't know anything about what you do, but let's ask your peers to meet you for coffee, an extended coffee break, and give a 30-minute speech. Deliver a 30-minute speech in front of those peers and ask for a testimonial. Here's why. Those testimonials are so important. This is what's going to help that decision maker decide between you and someone else. And when those testimonials come in, I'm hoping that the words in there are very descriptive. If they're not, ask that person to rewrite it or write the testimonial for that person and ask them to approve it. It's okay to do that. Because here's what happens when you bring me a testimonial that says, Karen was a fantastic speaker and she did a great job talking to us. That gets you nowhere. What we want to hear was, Karen taught me a life-changing lesson. She made me want to run out and implement these lessons immediately. Okay? So look at the active words. Look at the dynamic words. Try to get as many adjectives and dynamic words that will really pack a punch in those testimonials. It is so important. Everybody's a great speaker, or everybody can write a testimonial that says, oh, she was a great speaker. You want to stand out, and the testimonials are going to help you do that. Element number 5, photos of you. Again, another no-brainer, but here's the thing. A lot of people are scared to get their photo taken, and I don't want you to be scared. If you're going to get on stage, they're going to have to know what you look like first, right? And the thing is, you may have a fantastic photo from your high school yearbook, but you can't use that right now if it's more than 3 years old, because you've changed a lot, baby. You need a new headshot. Make an appointment today to get a headshot. You could go to one of the retail stores that still offers photography. You could hire a friend who understands shadow and lighting, because that's very important. I had a client come to me with a photo, and she was beautiful except for this huge shadow under her chin, and the background was washed out. And I asked her, did you pay for this? Yes, I did. Would you be willing to pay to go to a photographer I know that does really wonderful headshots? Fortunately, she was willing, and she got this beautiful headshot on a white background so that I could cut out the background and superimpose her on any graphic, on any background. So that's important too when you get a photo taken of yourself. Try to find one that has ask your photographer to get you a white or solid color background. That's important. If you don't have any pictures of you speaking, that's okay. Use pictures of you in your element. If you're a gardener and you're speaking on gardening, put that gardening hat on and get those gardening tools and get in the dirt. Get someone to take your picture. People want to see you in action. So whether you're speaking on stage, you have a photo of you speaking on stage, or in your element, include that photo in your speaker sheet. Try to have at least two, the professional headshot and that action shot. And I'm going to give you a tip. This is a bonus tip. When you get those photos made, please, please, please ask the photographer, ask your vendor, your friend, to give you the largest resolution file that they have. Maybe after they fix the wrinkles and remove the lens glare from your glasses or took off that little mole that's been bothering you, ask them for the final file in the highest resolution possible. Because here's the thing, a lot of pictures that are taken with iPhones or with cameras that don't have the resolution, we can't use those. The graphic designers can't use those in printed materials, and they certainly can't be blown up and enlarged for your retractable banner at the back of the room. We believe in quality. We want you to look your best. And the starting point with that is having photographs and artwork that is in a good resolution or is scalable. So keep that in mind, please. Speaker sheets, as I mentioned before, they come in 1, 2, and 4 page speaker sheets, but I also have an interactive PDF speaker sheet, and it's so cool because it's one big graphic. It's a PDF file, but it's one big graphic, and it shows you, and it shows you on TV. It may have a clip of your video, a clip of your audio. It has photos in and out. It has links to your website and your social media links all in one place. And the event planner doesn't have to go searching all over the web looking for you. Now, I'm about to come to the end of my session, of my speech, and I just wanted to share with you that I have a little gift for you. If you go to speakersheets.com, you'll see at the very top a place to enter your information, and you will get a free checklist of the top 5 speaker sheet must-haves. And these are the elements that I'm speaking about today. And it goes into a little bit of detail about what you want to provide. And if you sign up today or tomorrow, for as long as the telesummit's going along, I will also send you the speaker must-have products checklist. These are products that you're going to want to have in your arsenal so that you can give your message legs long after you leave the stage. It's a handy tool to assess what products you have and what products you might need. And I tell you what, I'm going to do one more thing. When you go to speakersheets.com, you can look at the products. You can learn about the 1-page, 2-page, and the 4-page speaker sheet. You'll find the pricing on the products page. You'll also see some fabulous testimonials of some work that I've done for some amazing clients. If you sign up today or tomorrow, you will receive $50 off any speaker sheet option listed on the website. And that is a professionally designed and branded for you speaker sheet promoting your value and message, sure to get the attention of event planners. If you have any questions or need assistance, you can call me at 214-556-4947. You can find me on Facebook or LinkedIn using the name, the handle, Alicia White 911. That's A-L-I-C-I-A White, W-H-I-T-E 911. The website again is speakersheets.com, and the phone number again is 214-556-4947. And I want to thank you for joining me on the Public Speakers Association Telesummit. Here's to your speaking success.
Yippee!